That very thing showing you what the cravings of your flesh is. You'll see just how irritable you are, just how shallow you are. This is needful for you. This might not be the season for you to fast, but you ask yourself today whether I should try a fast. Maybe just the breakfast and lunch like my pastor had me start on. But if I hadn't fasted as a younger Christian, I wouldn't be a pastor today. I wouldn't have taken my youth group seriously. If I hadn't fasted, when Kathy and I were working in youth group, we wouldn't have taken it as seriously as we did because we fasted and we journaled. Yesterday on that fast, when I was on that police call, I left the people for a little while to wait on the funeral home to get there, and I walked out under the stars, and I was in my second night of fasting, and I was able to pray to God in a way that connected me with the most holy moments that I've had with him in years past, and I want that for you too. When you fast, though, don't make a big deal out of it. In the church, though, just like in the matter of giving, in the matter of praying, in the church, I think it's all right for you to let somebody know I'm fasting. Here's a good example. If somebody comes to you and shares with you some sort of burden they have on their heart, maybe they have a loved one who's astray, and you feel like God's been putting a fast on your heart, then you can tell that very person, I'm going to fast tomorrow. And while I fast, I'm going to pray specifically about this burden. And that will be a focus on the thing that the Father will see in secret. Because it's between you and him whether you're really fasting, whether you're really praying, what the motive of your heart is. Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness for 40 days of fasting and testing. And the scripture says when he came out of the wilderness, he came out in the power of the Holy Spirit. He was led by the Spirit for a 40-day fast and for testing. But when he came out, when he came on the other side of that fast, the Bible says he came out of the wilderness with the power of the Spirit. You are a giving church. And many of you are prayer warriors. And I believe we're going to see 40 days of giving and 40 days of heartfelt prayer. And I hope that we'll also see some enter into a season of fasting. But let's do it Jesus' way. This time I'm going to ask you to stand. And Brother, do you have that CD that has Turn Your Worries Into Prayer on it? You have that? Can you just play that kind of lightly? We're going to bring the lights down a little bit, and Mike McCall, Mike and Robin, will you come forward at this time? I've got a man and a woman up here who would be willing to pray with anybody who has a burden on their heart. But also, if you'd like to just come up and receive one of these resources, if you'd like prayer for somebody, prayer for yourself, if you need direction in your life, we're here for you, and we'll be dismissed after just a few moments. We just want to give that opportunity if there's anybody here that need prayer.
Turn your worries into prayer. Don't be anxious for anything, but in everything by prayer and petition,
with thanksgiving,
let us make our requests known to God. And the peace of God that surpasses all of our understanding will guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.
I'm going to ask Jim and Ruth, will you come forward in case there's others who would like to pray?
Turn your worries into
boy or girl, man or woman, there are people here who will pray with you.
For anything,
if you need to ask Jesus to be your Savior today, any of these precious brothers and sisters can lead you in a prayer.
And the peace of God that surpasses all of our understanding will guard our hearts and minds in Christ.
And when I think of all the time I've wasted, as I've worried how the word of God could have spoken to my fear, I will spend the time to change.
Is there anybody
my
else?
Mind and meditate on truth, and all my worries will disappear.
Turn your worries into prayer. Don't be anxious for anything, but in everything by prayer and petition,
with thanksgiving,
let us make our requests known to God.
With thanksgiving,
and the peace of God that surpasses all of our understanding will guard our hearts and minds. He'll be with us all the time. He will guard our hearts and minds in Christ.
All right, brothers and sisters, I'm going to be out front with these helps for 40 days, these journal entries, devotional thoughts. And so let us pray together before we're dismissed. Father, we thank you for the word that we've heard from Paul in 2 Corinthians, from John in his first epistle, and the words of our Lord Jesus from Matthew chapter 6. We pray, Lord, that you'll minister this word to us in its fullness, and what has been missed in the preaching might be filled in by your Spirit in the hours ahead of us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Shake hands with one another and be friends.
Turn your worries into prayer. Don't be anxious for anything, but in everything by prayer and petition,
with thanksgiving,
let us make our requests known to God. And the peace of God that surpasses all of our understanding will guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Turn your worries into prayer. Don't be anxious for anything, but in everything by prayer and petition,
with thanksgiving,
let us make our requests known to God. And the peace of God that surpasses all of our understanding will guard our hearts and minds in Christ.
And when I think of all the time I've wasted, as I've worried how the word of God could have spoken to my fear, I will spend the time to change my mind and meditate on truth. All my worries will disappear.
Turn your worries into prayer. Don't be anxious for anything, but in everything by prayer and petition,
with thanksgiving,
let us make our requests known to God.
With thanksgiving,
and the peace of God that surpasses all of our understanding will guard our hearts and minds. He'll be with us all the time. He will guard our hearts and minds in Christ.